Now it's time for Wisdom for Women with Debbie Bryson.
A good name is the topic of today's Wisdom for Women, Proverbs 22, verse 1. A good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold. Immanuel Kant once said, "It is not necessary that whilst I live happily, but it is necessary that so long as I live, I should live honorably." Is this true, or is this some old-fashioned view of values? Many would rather have a shiny new car than an untarnished reputation. So what are some examples of treasured names? John the Apostle was called the disciple who Jesus loved. David was called a man after God's own heart. Abraham was called the friend of God. And Abraham Lincoln was called Honest Abe. Just think of the many people through the ages who at the very mention of their name make you think of the good they stood for or fought for. Mother Teresa, Florence Nightingale, Corrie ten Boom, Elizabeth Elliot, Pastor Chuck Smith, and Billy Graham. But there are so many others whose names are not famous, but in their little sphere of influence, they have a good name, a great reputation. They have a name for being a prayer warrior, or they have a name for being a faithful friend to the lonely, or a name for being true to their word. And so now, dear sisters, what is the name others would choose for you? And what would you like it to be? A good name is more desirable than great riches. This is Debbie Bryson praying that the practical wisdom of God's Word will make you wise.